You are listening to Homecoming to Self, The Journey, a space for alignment, for authenticity, and for living in harmony with your soul's purpose. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, transformation coach, humanitarian, and a passionate believer in the power of coming home to self. Here we explore conversations and teachings that awaken clarity, invite courage, and deepen belonging. So let's breathe, let's align, and together, let's come home. Let's take a breath together. Just breathe. Let yourself arrive, not in your thoughts, but here in your body. If you can, soften your shoulders. Just notice, soften. Let your shoulders soften and unclench your jaws. And just be here with me for a moment. In the past few episodes, we've been on a journey of homecoming. Coming home to yourself, home to your truth, home to your voice, to a deeper sense of belonging within your own life. And if you've been listening, like really, really listening, you may have noticed something is beginning to stirring in your heart. Maybe you even feel it in your belly. A quiet question. Now that I am here, what am I here for? Let's just breathe that in and rest with this question for a moment. Now that I am here, what am I here for? Maybe you've even gone through an experience recently that was very tough, and you thought that it would have taken you out of the game of life. You've crossed a threshold that you thought you wouldn't have been able to cross. You have broken through barriers that you didn't think you could have come through. Maybe even tragedy. Maybe life-shattering events recently. And here you are. Maybe you've lost loved ones. Maybe you have been present when others transitioned and you're wondering, I'm here. What am I here for? Let this here, this space, this podcast, this moment be a space of remembering. A space where nothing needs to be forced, nothing needs to be proven, only noticed, only felt, only gently uncovered. In this episode, I want us to be curious. I want us to notice the awakening, and I want us to notice a gentle stirring within you as we uncover together what's here. There comes a moment, and it doesn't always arrive loudly. Sometimes it's subtle, a thought you almost dismiss, a feeling you can't quite explain, a whisper that says, there's more. There's more. And sometimes when we hear that whisper, there's more, we start thinking, more striving, more achieving, more schooling, more study, another project, a new car, something more doesn't always mean, in fact, it never means something more to prove. Not more to prove, not more to achieve, but more, more that is waiting. Waiting to be expressed through you. Waiting to be expressed through me. See, I'm remembering a moment in my own life that I'd like to share with you. Just a light touch on that moment. I've had moments like this throughout my life. I remember sitting in church one day, many years ago. I was listening to a sermon, and I heard something that landed so deeply inside me. It was a statement from the preacher. He said that when you give to God, he had actually read a scripture, and in his paraphrasing, he said, when you give to God, when you support those in need, you become a lender to God. Let me just repeat that. What he said, his paraphrase in that sermon of a scripture that he had read, was that when you give, when we are generous to others, when we give to those who are in need, we become a lender to God. When I heard that statement, and also sitting with the awareness that I didn't have much in terms of money, and that I had for many years had a dream in my heart of being a humanitarian, of supporting children's education in Ghana. In fact, back then it was in Africa, not just Ghana, in Africa. It was something that has stayed with me since I was a child. I always wanted to do that. Because when I would see images of African children on TV, I never believed that the pictures that I was seeing was the full picture. But what I took from it that I knew was true is that there were many children in need of support around their education and other ways of well-being. And so I always thought about how could I support children who are in need. I would do that in the communities in which I lived at the time, but there was a longing to do that with children in Ghana, in Africa. One of the main reasons, because I knew that I was an African child, even though I wasn't born on the continent of Africa. And so when I heard the minister say that, I remembered this desire that's in my heart. But when he said, when you give to the poor, you then become a lender to God, I started thinking this thought. If I become a lender to God, then it means God would owe me money and God would pay me back with interest. So that might be a good way to invest the little that I have. And so that thought sunk deep into me. It resonated with me deeply. Something in me responded immediately. I remember thinking, I want to be a lender to God. I didn't know exactly what that meant. I didn't have a plan. I didn't have clarity around how. But something in me said yes. And there was also another moment. I'm sharing with you so that you notice the moments for yourself. They might not be exactly as mine, but you have those moments too, where something occurs inside you. You hear it, or you sense it, or you see it. There was another moment for me during one of the most difficult seasons of my life. I've had a few difficult seasons in my life. I found myself crying, reflecting, searching for something I couldn't name. And in that moment, it was almost like I dropped into another space, as if I was now watching a movie, as if I was in a trance. And I remembered that at 13 years old, I had made a decision, a quiet, powerful commitment that I would one day help women leave abusive relationships. And you might wonder why at 13 I made that commitment. Why would that be a commitment for a 13-year-old girl? Well, I won't tell you the whole story, but the short of that story is that I grew up in a community where up until the age of 13 and even older, I would hear women screaming, being beaten and abused at the hands of their intimate male partners, husbands, baby fathers. And I remember how angry I used to be, but I couldn't do anything about it because I was a little girl. And what I did inside me, you see, when we have these life experiences, we make decisions in those moments, even if not consciously. And so I had made a decision at 13. Quietly, I never said it to anyone. I said it to the big mango tree. My commitment was that I would one day help women leave abusive relationships. I didn't know how, but I decided that I would help women feel safe, feel empowered, and feel free at 13. And at this point, when I was having this moment, I was in my mid-40s. I hadn't thought about it for years, but in this moment at 40-something, it came back to me. It came back to me not as pressure, but as truth. Because like you, I was asking this question, now that I'm here, what am I here for? Yeah. And I waited for the truth. Now, here's what I know, that there is a little bit of, and sometimes a lot of, tension that is present in the moment. And that's why we ignore the call. Because that whisper, that nudge, that voice is the call to something more. I know that most women experience moments like this. But we don't always trust those moments. We question them. We dismiss them. And we wait. Yes, we wait. And even in the tension of the, I know that I am being called to this, and I'm feeling like I need to wait. I know that this is calling me, but I'm feeling afraid to step forward. Somewhere along the way, we learned this. I need clarity before I start. And that's where the tension is. Because right now, in this moment, your heart knows that you have what it takes to make the move. But in your mind, in your brain, you know that you have learned over years and years of conditioning that you need clarity before you start. I need to know exactly what this means. We continue on the vein of needing clarity before we start. I need to know what it means. So we ask lots of questions, and the answers, whatever answers we get, only brings another question forward, because there's a tension. And so then we get answers and we say, I need a full plan. So I am waiting to get all my ducks in a row. I'm putting a plan together. I need to be certain that this will work out. I need to be certain that the thing I am thinking about is the thing I'm really supposed to do. And if I don't have the clarity, if I have the plan, if I don't have the certainty, I do nothing. Am I the only one? I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But here's what I have learned over these years of my life, both in my own life and in the lives of the women that I support. Clarity does not come before movement. Clarity comes through movement. That feeling, that whisper, that pull, that is not confusion. That is direction in its earliest form. It's pointing you the way to go. So when you're saying, I don't know what's the first step to take, this moment, this whisper, this pull is pointing you in the direction of the first step to take. It's the earliest form of direction. So let me offer you a gentle truth. Just because you don't see the full path doesn't mean that you're not being called. Because in each moment that you feel that nudge, that pull, you hear that whisper, you are being called. And even when you're resisting, you're still being called. So I want to invite you into something simple today. Not big, not overwhelming, just awareness. Take a moment, maybe after this episode, just take a moment, maybe later today. And I want you to ask yourself, just ask yourself this. What has been quietly calling me? What have I been curious about? When have I felt that subtle, there is more feeling? And instead of trying to figure it out, I would like you to just notice. Don't try to find the answer. Just ask yourself the question and notice what emerges. Don't figure it out. Just notice it. Write it down. Sit with it. Let it be enough for now. Allow it to be in your presence, and you allow yourself to be in the presence of it. Because as you do that, more will arrive. You will sense more, feel more, hear more, and you will receive the nudge in the first step. This is the kind of space I hold with the women that I work with. Not rushing to answers, but creating room for truth to rise. And I hope that that's what's happening for you in this moment as you listen. And you'll hear more about how I work with women as we continue this journey together on this podcast. I want to thank you for being here with me. I know you're leaving this podcast with questions, and I want you to be with the questions. Thank you for listening, not just with your ears, but with your life. I am Sylvia Morrison. I am present with you, with my life. And I want you to be present always in your life. This is Homecoming to Self, the journey. Stay open, stay curious, and when that quiet voice whispers, just listen. Thank you. Thank you for being here with me on Homecoming to Self, the journey. If something you heard stirred your heart and reminded you of a deeper truth, I would love for you to continue the journey with us. So I invite you to join My Sisters Circle, a private Facebook community for midlife women. This is a sacred space in which we slow down, reconnect, and rebuild confidence in community. Until we meet again, keep moving forward, and remember, your soul already knows the way.